You know, one of the things that really sticks out to me about the history of the bank here is, you know, started by some local guys that got together and they pooled $25,000 together in 1914, which was a great...
Big bucks in those days.
Yeah, big bucks. And so September 10th, 1914, when they actually officially organized that. And it's interesting because at the time, in 1911, Wells Fargo had started dog mushing services because they couldn't drive stagecoaches up here to take gold and fish and goods back and forth. And so some of that gold actually came through Petersburg, Skagway, the banks of that time. So they it was really good that they got that up and running. And the Bank of Petersburg was one of the bigger banks in all of Alaska because of fishing and everything else. And by 1940, they had deposits of $582,000, which was made it a pretty big bank back in the day in 1940 for a small local town bank. So
yeah, and then it became the National Bank of Alaska for a while.
Right.
Which and then merged with Wells Fargo.
Yeah, you know, and one of the things I was fortunate enough when I got here in 2001, I was kind of walking into a room. I felt humbled and very, very small because I walked into the room and there was this guy, John Inge, which probably people remember, and Glenn Reed and Art Hammer and, you know, World War II vets and these founders that were on this on the board. And, you know, John Inge's signature's there, Art Hammer's signature's there on January 1st, 1972, when they merged with National Bank of Alaska under Elmer Rasmussen and came part of the biggest Alaska banking network. And that really it really expanded the bank. And but those guys stayed on the board and were local advisors. And I mean, I know it's a bank, but to use a word, I'm in debt to the guidance those guys gave me and get my career off. And I would have made a lot of mistakes, but they really ramped up my maturity with their wisdom fast. And so it was really neat to have a lot of that heritage all the way up into 2001. And we have a local advisory board that continues today, but I know a couple of them have passed away the last few years, but it was neat. I feel honored to have gotten that experience with those individuals.
Thursday's event is kind of a celebration of the history and a thank you to the community.
Yeah, I mean, we want to honor the fact that the bank's been in town for 100 years. You know, Dave Byrne, our business banker here, he's done just an excellent job along with Steve Buller, our business banking manager, of, you know, really saying, hey, this is our 100 year, let's get something together. And we know that in September, a lot of guys are going hunting, a lot of fishing still going on, so we wanted to do it this time of year.
Because that September date is when it was incorporated back
right,
in 1914.
Yeah, September 10th would be the official date, but we're going to celebrate tomorrow by doing what you do in Petersburg, just celebrate, having food, starting at 3 p.m. And we're also going to be presenting a check to one of the big nonprofits in town, and appropriately, you know, Petersburg Mental Health Services, who's been in our building for a very long time. So we'll be giving them some money tomorrow and making that presentation as well. We're also going to be just highlighting the fact that Wells Fargo's been a company for 162 years and one of the few companies in the nation where they're doing what they originally were doing back in the day, still banking and still under the same name, and showing that heritage that we have here with the Bank of Petersburg. But except for Skagway, Petersburg is one of the oldest continuing running banks. Oh. So Petersburg has an incredible financial history in Alaska.